Welcome to Conscious Fitness Divine Body with myself, Aline Henley. And tonight, our body-mind-spirit connection is going to take us to a dimension of the higher self and the shaman readings with a great guest. We have the great pleasure to receive tonight Chris Burnett. Chris, are you with us?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
How is the life on the East Coast?
Beautiful.
Great. How's the weather lately?
Beautiful.
Yes, great. We love it.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you are something. Let me tell you, you are something because you do so many things that obviously we are going to talk about tonight. But amongst that, you are doing some higher self reading. You're doing shamanic reading, and we want to know everything about it. Obviously, last week we had a guest who was doing some angelic channeling. So we understood a little bit more what he was doing and what his message was. Now, here you are, and you're coming from obviously kind of another place. So can you explain to our listeners and myself, what is a higher self reading?
Well, a higher self reading literally is exactly that. I see and speak to guides. So when I go into somebody's reading space, their higher self appears and talks to me, tells me the story that a person most needs to hear from their higher self and or spirit guides. And Yogini, which is the feminine yogi, recently, I love her description of what a higher self is. She puts it that the higher self, when you leave your body, your higher self is the first person, if you will, that mm-hmm. you're going to run into. So it's actually, you know, your higher self in spirit, and there's nothing they don't know about you in your life, and, mm-hmm. and their guidance is usually excellent guidance.
Mm-hmm. So when you and again, I'm trying to find some understanding. Okay, when you try to advise someone to really get this body-mind-spirit connection and to really try to find this inner guidance to unfold this authentic path that we try to all get on, is it that type of guidance that we're looking for, this higher self guidance before angel guidance or other spirit guidance?
Yes, yes, and yes. I think it's all of the above. Some people, I was given when I first started doing readings that it was the higher self that I was speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
Some people contact angels. Some people contact other spirit guides or people who are deceased and get guidance from them.
Okay.
Always recommend that people learn to listen to their own self, you know, spend
mm-hmm.
a little bit of time every day in the quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to their own guidance. And that can be easily developed, I think, if people will just take the time to do that.
Mm-hmm. So there's no such a thing as one reading more accurate for someone than another one. Like the higher self, would the higher self be closer to one's truth because this higher self actually knows the one, you know, in every single way, more than an angel reading?
No, I think even in the readings I do that I call the higher self reading, sometimes it's other guides, other spirit guides that will come in and
mm-hmm.
advise that person. A lot of times it might be somebody from their own energetic pattern or wherever it is that person comes from, because we all come from somewhere, you know, maybe the consciousness that they're coming from. So sometimes it's the higher self might be in the reading, but it's another guide who comes in to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same with the shaman readings. They'll do your reading, the shaman guides. And so they know your story as well as your higher self.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, if you have a good psychic, a good accurate psychic, whoever it is that they're speaking to, they can all be equally accurate.
Accurate. And so what is this, the shaman, the shamanic reading, what is this very particular and peculiar to the shamanic reading?
Well, in the shaman readings, this is literally the shaman guides that I work with. I worked with them years ago on my own healing path.
Mm-hmm.
They helped me a lot with energetic. It's just like receiving a Reiki or any energy treatment here on Earth. The shaman guides literally hands-on in the readings work on the person. The person is brought into the reading on an energetic level.
Mm-hmm.
And there's typically four or five shaman guides that work on them while they do the reading also. So you get a psychic reading also. But what the shaman guides do is literally get your energy flowing through you as one so that your consciousness expands.
Mm.
And
so it is a healing process.
Oh, they're very deep readings, very, very deep. You know, I like to call them sometimes they almost seem a little intimate because of the level of consciousness that is achieved through their energy. Beautiful readings and quite intense because the shaman energy isn't very intense energy.
Mm-hmm.
I like to think of the any of the transformation that we're trying to achieve, any of the deeper consciousness that we as individuals are trying to reach, to me, transformation is magical. You know, it's a suspending of the belief system. And that's what the shaman guides excel at, is achieving that level of consciousness so that transformation is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you're going to receive the same reading because you're the same person. Your story is the same no matter what reading you're in.
Right. Right. That's important.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So, but do you feel like people are more in a demand for shamanic reading or they get to you more for higher self reading?
Probably more higher self because that's what I started, the readings I started out doing. And then a few years ago, the shaman guides told me that I could start bringing people in for the shaman readings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for readings, dealing with daily questions, you know, some people that I work with on a regular basis just want to call in and for guidance on a business or a family or whatever. And then we do higher self readings because the shamans don't allow as much chit-chat questions as the higher self might because the shaman readings are very intense. As I said, they come in, they do their thing, and then they leave.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas higher self can be more relaxed and more question and answer, period.
All right. So the shamanic one is really more maybe introspective, like maybe more subtle.
I didn't understand that.
It may be more like introspective. It's something that is occurring more from an inside part. Like you may not express it out, but you will feel, like the person who is having her shamanic reading is going to feel a shift in her energy and a shift within.
Oh, yeah. I hear that all the time from people.
Mm-hmm. And so your readings last about an hour?
Yes, shaman readings a lot of times might go to an hour and a half, just depending on what the shaman guides are doing.
Okay. So, well, I wanted to announce to our listener tonight now that we have made a real distinction between the higher self reading and the shamanic reading, that if they want to call, if you want to call listeners and have a question ready for Chris, and it can be for a little, like a question on a reading, but it can be as well for something like totally about knowledge, about higher self reading and shamanic reading, then you're more than welcome to contact us using the toll-free numbers that you can find on bbsradio.com, and there's a direct number as well, 530-876-3222. It's a direct line, and you're more than welcome to join us in the air, on the air, and just ask a question directly to Chris. I'm sure she will be so glad to answer. So let's continue on that path, Chris. All these tools, so those higher self readings, the shamanic readings, how can these tools actually help someone in his or her personal spiritual growth? Like, why would you advise someone to have a reading?
Oh, gosh, for so many reasons. Mainly, what I love about, and this is a personal for me, what I love about the higher, well, about either of the readings, because as I said, you're going to get the same reading from both, is on a first reading with me, the guides are always going to show your birth onto this earth or into this earth. And in order to see your birth, we see you standing on the other side in spirit, getting ready to be born. So we get an idea of why you were born on this earth. What were you thinking before you came in? And then what really happened when you got into the body. And we know it's all divine order, but so much happens in our lives between the transmission of spirit.
I guess we got someone already, you see. That's it, about 10 words and someone already wants to talk to you. Chris,
okay.
You want to take this one?
Sure. Hello?
Okay, hi.
Hi. I called for higher self reading.
Oh. So, tell us what you want to know.
What my higher self would like me to know at this time.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Your higher self, I know you sound like you're a female over the phone here, but your higher self actually shows up as a male to begin with and then flashes into the female. So we have that duality here. There is a path. The first thing your higher self shows me is there is a path that you are headed directly on right now, but there is an offshoot that's pulling at you. And you're actually thinking about...
Can you speak up a little bit, just a little bit?
Hello?
Yes, I was just wondering if you could speak up just a little bit.
Oh, okay. Is this better?
A little.
Yeah, you need to talk probably louder.
Okay, how's this? Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, you're on this direct path, and you need to stay directly on the path you're on because there's a... side path that you're thinking about taking, or maybe it's going to be offered to you soon, don't take that path. Stay directly on the path where you are right now. And you need to have faith. You need a lot of faith right now to keep straight on your path. Maybe there's something in your life that you're losing faith in, whatever this path is that she's showing me, but you need to keep the faith and just keep on whatever it is you're doing right now, just keep on. So if there's something you're thinking about giving up or quitting or changing, don't do it. Give yourself more time with this. Do you know what she's speaking of here?
No. I'm not. You know, I'm not intending anything or disliking anything or wanting to.
Okay. Well, then that means there's going to be something offered to you in the near future. I would say this is the very near future. That is going to be tempting for you, and it won't be that clear-cut a decision, and just don't give any energy to it.
Does it have more to do with a metaphysical path or what I do for a living?
I think it's what you do for a living.
Because
when we look at your metaphysical path, it's interesting that you, when you say the words metaphysical path, I see you as a 7-year-old, possibly 6, but definitely the emphasis is on 7, and there's the there's not the belief in the self that we would want to see for your metaphysical path, because you're gifted. Metaphysically, you are gifted. But it's a 7-year-old who, for whatever reason in your life, did not believe that she counted. There's almost a feeling that you were abandoned here on Earth. Whether that abandonment showed up in the physical family or not, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Mom.
Okay. Well, there you go. And so that's your metaphysical. That's when you say the words metaphysical path, that 7-year-old pops right up, 6, 7-year-old. And, you know, she just needs reassurance and love, just lots and lots of love that you do count. And you have a beautiful, beautiful open third eye for communication.
Yeah, there is a lot of that going on. I think I spend a lot of physical time alone because it is so open.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, you bring up, you heal that 7-year-old by giving her lots of love, and the communication between you and spirit feels extremely active.
Oh, great.
And it will deepen and deepen and deepen, but that 7-year-old has got to know that she counts.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a good advice.
Thank you very much.
Well,
you're
welcome.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Chris. That was great.
You're welcome.
Okay. So we were talking about the personal spiritual growth and how those readings can actually support that spiritual growth. So you were telling us that it supported any every way.
Well, it's just like we just saw in this reading where people on their spiritual path, if there's blocks that we have from childhood, beliefs that we take on, we need to clear those beliefs so that we are freer to express ourselves, to believe in ourselves. It's hard to travel the paths we might wish to travel if we have these invisible blocks or if we don't have the belief in ourselves that we're good enough to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of the example there for somebody who has a very, very active ability for spirit communication.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's sometimes it's even hard for me to explain, but I know people that I work with on a regular basis on just trying to develop themselves spiritually. It's like your guides will take you a little bit further. You know, you'll get a reading, and then you let that sink in, and then they'll take you a little further and a little further so that, you know, it's the expansion of self, the expansion of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
so that we learn to embrace both the physical and the metaphysical within ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And, well, there you go. Someone is calling already. All right, so hello?
Hello.
Hey, hi. What's your name?
My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Karen, yes.
All right. Do you want to, what is your question to Chris?
Well, I have a question about my path right now that I'm on. I'm really working a great job and doing lots of fun things, but I'm having some trouble with writing. I really feel compelled to write and want to write, but I'm having some blockages with that, and I wonder if she might be able to help me with that.
That is your blockage in your throat.
Ah.
And it's a lack of expression through the throat. Your higher self, you have about 3 guides who show up tonight. Your higher self is here. You have a beautiful, beautiful spirit that you brought into this life. Very, very gentle, almost. It's just almost too beautiful to even be real. It's kind of like you were sneaking in this life really, really quietly, very mm-hmm. beautiful. And you're so gentle, so, so very gentle when you're born. And now you want to express, but you just don't know how.
Yeah.
It's like nobody ever taught you how to express. And because you are, you're a little bit of a different consciousness. You're a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
and you're so beautiful. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough, and that's real important here Because you don't want to do anything that upsets the apple cart of being beautiful.
That makes sense to me.
So you need to pretend like you're a man inside, seriously, and you clear your throat just like a man would. You need to get that male energy going mm-hmm. inside of you, because part of you really wonders how, you know, on a very deep level, part of you wonders how real you are compared to the other humans on this earth who you probably view as being more robust or,
mm-hmm.
You know, maybe they express a little more deeply or masculine. So
mm-hmm.
you need to just get that masculine energy going. Pretend like you have a male.
Mm-hmm.
This is your, these guides talking to us. Pretend like you have a male voice and that
mm-hmm.
you have as much right on this earth to express as anybody.
Well, that totally makes sense to me.
Yeah, if you really work with that belief on my, I think it's Grandmother Speaks website.
Mm-hmm. I go to that quite often.
Okay, I have what's called an I am page.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start working with your belief that I have as much right as anybody to express. Mostly you need to work with I am beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you truly accept and embrace the beautiful, beautiful spirit that you brought in, you won't need that masculinity anymore. You won't be able to stop your expression.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So your higher self says, when you pick up, it would be good for you to write with pen and paper. When you pick up the pen and paper,
mm-hmm.
Feel the guide's arms around you. Feel somebody guiding your hand and just relax into your own beautiful. Know that you're as beautiful as you've always suspected that you are very, very special.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really interesting. It makes complete sense to me. Every time I go to write, I feel like things come out and I get really excited, but then all of a sudden I kind of pull back on it for some reason, and so it just kind of makes some sense.
Yeah, well, you just have to know that you have the right, and, you know, have you ever tried automatic writing?
You know, I have not tried that, and I've always wondered if I, you know, if that might be something I should work with, but I was never quite sure what I was, you know, if what I was doing was actually coming from a higher place or if I was just sort of, you know, didn't have the right mindset when I'd start into it to do. So I never really gave it a big chance. So it sounds like something I maybe need to work with.
Feel the arms of the guides around you. That's what your higher self says. You've got to know, because that energy that you've brought in, God, it's just so beautiful.
Well, thank you. That's very nice. I've had a reading with you before.
You've got to share it with everyone else. You cannot keep it for you.
That's nice. Well, this is wonderful.
Thank you so much, Karen, for calling.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
And don't forget, listeners, if you are, you know, like Karen just did, you just pick up the phone and you ask one question, and obviously you can see how Chris is just so much in tune and so ready to support you in finding your uniqueness and expanding it. So if you want more, then you start with one question today, and then you give her a call, and we will be giving her phone numbers where you can reach Chris. We will be giving her website where you can reach her as well on email. And you schedule an hour with her, and I did it, and I will do it again, because it was really fantastic. So keep that in mind. It's maybe just the beginning for you to get a deeper reading and to really understand a little bit more about yourself. So, Chris, what is your website?
Well, I have a few. My main website is psychicreadingsbychris.com,
mm-hmm.
shamanreadings.com,
mm-hmm.
and grandmotherspeaks.com.
Mm-hmm.
I put on some of the writings from my guides.
Mm-hmm.
Grandmother is my favorite, all-time favorite guide, and
mm-hmm.
I've put on some readings.
Very cool.
I mean, writings from her,
writings.
Lectures, things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think what you just said, Aline, is exactly what a good reading should do. It should give people the opportunity to hear what special gifts they have
mm-hmm.
put in.
Yes.
And that's a very good way to put it.
Yes, and I think, you know, it's to me it was such a revelation because you told me so many things that resonated with, you know, who I intuitively knew I was, but somehow to make it, to validate it, it made it so precious that I, you know, he put me on a path two years ago that, you know, I would not be here today talking to you on this show if, you know, if I had not heard you saying those words at that time. So, you know, I just know where it goes during in a life journey and in a spiritual journey, and really I recommend it for everyone because the gift is there and it's just, you know, waiting to be unfolded, and your reading really helps, you know, this to peel the onion and just like, hey, there it is, here's the diamond in the middle, just take the ball and run with it.
Yes,
and
everybody does have their diamond, don't they?
Oh, we do. We all do. And it's it is so many who are just like one, you know, slide away to just take it and fold it. And I think it's just a gift to have people who do what you do, you know, around us. And I think that it's no coincidence that it's actually being broadcast and, you know, put out there right now, because people are ready to discover that they are actually much more than what they think they are, and then realizing that actually they are unique and special, and that we all are, and that if we can use those specialty, those uniquenesses, well, you know, we can truly transform our lives and our world.
Well, that's,
you know?
And the consciousness of today, I think, is asking people to be more aware and more responsible
mm-hmm.
for their own selves and what they have to contribute to this world.
You know, we were talking about a shift in consciousness. What is your thoughts about that on a global level? I mean, like you said, there's a demand right now. There's a shift occurring, but do you feel it?
Yes and no. Yes
mm-hmm.
and no. I've actually had guides say that the drawstrings, as one of the shaman guides I work with said, the drawstrings of consciousness are being tightened right now. You know, they're being pulled, and that
mm-hmm.
people need to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the work I do, people want to pay attention. You know, people who call, that's because they're trying to
mm-hmm.
either get through a bad patch in life, or they're on their spiritual journey
mm-hmm.
and they want to know how to awaken also.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an opportune time right now because there's so much expectation out there for the coming years. You know, everybody talks about 2012 and everything.
Yes.
And my guides have said, you know, the world's going to go on. It's certainly not ending or anything. A lot of people like to think that. And the world
mm-hmm.
will go on. It doesn't mean it's going to
yes.
Be all rosy, but life does go on. Things
mm-hmm.
might get tightened. Yet, again, it's individual consciousness. And what
yes.
is each individual doing
yes.
to further their own consciousness and look around at their fellow man?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a lot of what's going on right now. And the consciousness opening a little more and people being able to access shifts that maybe weren't there before. So it's,
yes.
it's just an exciting time in life.
It is.
For consciousness-wise.
Yes. So to help someone, like you were talking to Karen and you said that she may have to kind of meditate on the I am or I am beautiful, and you know, when you get on your website, you talk about a book that you put together that is called The Journey of Seven Beliefs.
Yeah.
So tell us about a little bit more about your book and how it actually, again, you know, it's another tool to help support one's personal growth and in spiritual journey.
Well, the guides, there's a group of seven yogis that I have worked with for a few years now,
mm-hmm.
and they're the ones that actually wrote this book with me. And the premise is, it's just what I was talking about earlier with the I am belief,
mm-hmm.
because if we want to see our beliefs. If we as an individual want to know what our belief system is, we can look at our life, because our life is our belief system in action.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to change within, which, you know, change within also changes on the outside also, you change your belief system. You know, you incorporate the positive aspects. And so what the book does is it's a workbook based on seven, you know, a week for each of the seven beliefs. The beliefs, you know, such as I am beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The whole book is based on the belief of I am a thought form born of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a basic belief. And then you, so each day you work for about 10 to 15 minutes, all of it spelled out. And so that at the end of the month or, you know, 7 weeks, you should be feeling a whole lot better. It's really an easy way to learn to meditate and communicate with your guide.
Mm-hmm. And
because
really, 7 weeks doesn't seem a lot to change your life.
No, and you're taking that time every day, that 10 or 15 minutes, to sit down and listen to your guides and say,
mm-hmm.
hey, I'm here, and know that they're there, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a journey into your own spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that can only be beautiful.
Yes.
So that's part of the journey I took in building my own self.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, the seven yogis helped me to write the seven beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, they're blessed words. They're magical words because
mm-hmm.
they help to write them.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all based on the I am and what you believe yourself to be.
Yes. So, for your personal, like, let's talk about from your own experience, to make it kind of real for the rest of us. In for you, when you actually discovered, unveiled this, the gift that you're using today, what was the part that where the not second guessing yourself come through? Like, how much? Because we all receive guidance all day long. Everyone, no one has been, you know, put outside of the box in that matter. Everyone received guidance.
Yeah.
And really, what one stepstone that matters is the trusting.
And that's a tough one. I think every psychic goes through
mm-hmm.
their learning curve and trying to learn to trust.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first start doing readings or you first start receiving your guidance, you know, we on the physical level always like to have proof of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went through it myself, and I think every psychic does go through it. When I first started doing readings years ago, or what I first started doing a long time ago was what I called inner child readings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just going in, like it would go in to talk to your inner child, and kind of like a higher self reading, except it was your child's reaction to life on Earth and what they needed.
Mm-hmm.
They were very deep. I mean, that's very deep to go in and talk to a little child's spirit.
Definitely.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And who knows where all this information comes from? I think all psychics and all people, you sitting around, anybody sitting around who receives guidance says, where is it coming from? You have to just learn, you just have to accept the words, the guidance that you're getting. You just have to accept it, I think, on a relaxed level.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of trying to be very cerebral with it and,
yes.
and over-defining it,
mm-hmm.
you learn and you start, maybe even start writing it down, if you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and your impressions. It's just like people who learn to write, when they wake up to write their dreams, they're
mm-hmm.
amazed at how many of the dreams come true.
Yes.
And it's the same way, you just keep on keeping on and
mm-hmm.
learn
to trust. Practice makes it better.
Yeah, there has to be the trust inside the self.
Mm-hmm.
So many people look outside of themselves for their own answers.
Mm-hmm.
And really anybody can learn to listen
mm-hmm.
if they'll take the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. So is there a for you a limit for someone to actually have access to a reading when, like, because as long as someone is going to kind of use a psychic reading to get their answers, then how much of empowerment does that give them?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. It depends. A lot of people who get psychic readings over and over, it's because they are on the spiritual path and they're just going a little bit deeper each time
mm-hmm.
into their own being.
Mm-hmm.
Some people who call for guidance, whether it's about business or personal,
mm-hmm.
it can actually be somewhat of a crutch for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guides told me two things, and this will, I think, helps answer the question. When I first started readings, doing readings, they said, know that everybody that comes to you comes through us.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that person is calling for a reading, it's because maybe, you know, for one thing, their guides are telling them to call, or it wouldn't happen, because that's divine order.
You're right.
And I have to look at readings like that. If it's in the divine order that it happens, who am I to question it?
Yes. And thank you for mentioning that, because for me personally, I have that double, I know that all of the readings that I had in the past somehow brought me light in different areas that allowed me to put some facts into my awareness in terms of either, you know, karmic pattern or fear that I was not aware of. So I truly believe that they actually were there at the right time for the right reason, you know, right place with the right people. But then, you know, I go back and when I'm doing my more cerebral work where I'm reading and I'm getting the information that I should get those information by myself.
Yeah.
So I have these back and forth. Well, you don't have to go and get them. Just, you know, get them on your own. And then there's still this second guess. Well, but, you know, maybe I need a validation.
Yeah. Well, I meditate just about every day.
Yes.
And most of the time, my guides are not going to, I'm not going to run to them for every little question.
Yes.
But when I'm in the meditative space, I can ask myself for answers. I can feel my own energy, you know what's right for me.
Oh, right. So again, it's about knowing yourself.
Yes, it's about taking the time to know yourself.
Yes. So who wants to know himself or herself? We have someone on the phone. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, hi.
Hi. This is Joe. How are you?
Good. What's your name?
My name is Joe.
Hi. And what do you want to ask Chris tonight?
Well, first I want to say that Chris has been a great help to me, and she has certainly brought me forward step by step each time we've talked.
Very good.
Yeah, she's excellent.
I do.
Hi, Chris. I'm just looking for, you know, some more career guidance.
Ah, okay. All right. Your higher self comes in. There's also two men with her tonight, two guides. When I say men, I know sometimes people get confused, but guides always appear to me just look like humans. So there's two men, and it's interesting because your higher self projects an image of you standing on your career path, and at the directly in front of you, about 10 feet away probably, are two men. And that's who you're walking towards right now, are the two men. And, you know, I'd almost question if that's personal rather than career, but it does have the career feel, and that's what you asked about. This is almost a feeling of you walking dead on into them, you know, like head on. And it's really interesting, so just give me a second here to figure out what your higher self is showing us. Because it actually feels like this becomes, like these two men, you just keep walking straight towards them, and they both part so that you can walk right into this job that you're walking into. But you have to be very confident, no fear, no fear at all. This has got to be a time of you feeling your own power and walking confidently. And I think that's what these two men are presenting, this united front standing next to each other. But you keep walking confidently, and they just part so that you walk right into your job. And it feels like it's a big opening for you, really big opening. Feels great for you, really, really good.
Is there any signposts that I should look for in choosing the right one?
Well, the word blue comes in immediately, the color blue. I don't know how that factors in, but that should show itself. It's almost like there's something blue laying at your feet that you reach over and pick up. So watch for maybe any kind of mail or folder that's blue or anything that has the word blue in it. This is a very confident time of life for you, where you've been, because I know you've been set free here, and where you have been set free, I think, aren't you thinking about having a little lull here in between?
Right. I'm basically on a sabbatical right now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I can either go back to my old company or, you know, do something completely different, and I have until November to figure it out.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels real good. Take your time. Don't worry about it. I don't know if you'll take all of that time, though. It may come a little sooner. I'm not sure that you will take all that time. But you're going to take, you know, you don't sit still very well. So if you start feeling antsy, go ahead and start looking. But confident, you know, this is almost a personal test, I think. And how confident are you? And I think this next job is going to give you an opportunity to show how confident you are. So work on it. You know, just know it. No fear.
Well, thank you as always. And I just have to, again, reinforce that with Elin, that Chris is just phenomenal. She's been a great help to me. And she's just also a very, very good person. So thank you very much.
Thank you so very much for calling and sharing that with us. You have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you again. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, people love you, Chris. We do love you.
Thank you.
Okay, there was two things that came to my mind, so I'm just going to trust that it's my higher self who's sending me stuff. The first thing is, what are the implications of the karmic path in an higher self reading?
Of the karmic path?
Yeah, like you were saying that when you see when you do a higher self reading, you actually see the person before the birth, right?
Yeah, standing in spirit on the other side, and sometimes we'll actually see them if they're bringing a past life in
mm-hmm.
very strongly. We'll see the past life, and we'll discuss why they brought it in.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Putting it in a awareness of who, the person today, that is something that can trigger a opening, or is it something that you actually that can actually be a plus to do a higher self reading? It's because there's some fear today that are actually resonated from a karmic pattern and that needs to be deprogrammed, and somehow the higher self reading can help.
Oh, it can help in any way, shape, or form, whether
mm-hmm.
it's past life or childhood,
mm-hmm.
or whether, you know, most of the time if we're bringing something in, it is going to stem from a past life.
Mm-hmm.
But every so often I'll get readings where people are coming from what I call different planetary energy
mm-hmm.
or even different consciousness energy. And typically when they're bringing in a different energy, they're coming in for an express purpose. There's a reason they're bringing that different energy in, because it's difficult for a person who is different from others, and they're typically aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, karma is a word that has so many different meanings depending on who you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
to me, this life, and this is what my newest book is going to be about, it's all divine order. You know, we've planned our entire lives, and so we're just simply living what we've already planned. There's people that we have to meet. Edgar Cayce tells us that every person we ever lay our eyes upon in this life, including even driving down the road, somebody you're passing by, that we've been in a past life with. Every person.
Yes.
And that's, you know, when you think about the divine order of life, it's mind-boggling. And yet it can be very simple when we realize we are in our higher self's hands. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're well guided, and these lives of ours are very well guided.
Definitely.
And we're simply here to hopefully connect to spirit and express spirit, express love of life.
Mm-hmm. So when is your book coming up?
Well, that's a good question. I have most of it. It's written.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of editing and
mm-hmm.
just the final stages, which I guess are the hardest stages, really.
That's true. But congratulations on it.
Well, thank you. It's, it's still in the works. It'll be a little while yet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll keep our listeners posted on this one too, and we'll definitely have you back on the air to talk about it. Definitely.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the second question is totally personal.
Okay.
But somehow it came through that I had that never-ending globe visual design for the last, I would say, probably 10 days now. And granted that I have gotten a lot of messages and signs and understood them, but this one stays an enigma. So does it need to still be an enigma until I found, or can you bring a piece to light up the enigma?
I'm not really sure what you asked me, to be quite honest, Aline.
Well, I don't know. I have this image, a globe, that like when I do a meditation, I ask my guide to send me a message, a globe is coming in front of me.
It's, well, the image that your higher self has been with us this entire radio show tonight.
Oh,
and
good.
she first came in when we started doing the show.
She shows
you at this present stage, at this age, sitting at a school desk, the old-fashioned type school desk.
Okay.
And she's, you know how a mother would stroke a child's head?
Yes.
Well, that is what your higher self is doing with you, because she's trying to relax your brain.
Ugh. Yep.
You are a very cerebral person. Okay.
Yes.
Very intelligent. Very, very intelligent. And you're an empath. So that
yes.
the information you receive, you're also feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you tend to be very serious about it because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So this globe that is in front of you. She says it's a little difficult for you because you're trying to carry the weight of the world.
Again.
Even getting this global message, you know, there's a part of you that is very much the healer, and if you could offer the globe itself a healing,
that
was in
sense.
Your hands to offer, you would do it.
That makes sense.
Now, with this globe also is the fact your higher self said that you're going to start receiving, not quite yet, but you're on the brink of receiving messages of more of a global nature that at first are going to seem, now I'm not sure of her language here, they're going to seem circular to you. And when she says they're going to seem circular to me that means you're going to have a more difficult time understanding the distinct message. And that's where if you just relax your mind, let these messages come through in increments, because that's what's happening right now, even with this globe that you keep seeing,
mm-hmm.
is it's like the transmission is just beginning and just beginning. And things are going to come through almost in fragments, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Keep track of them. Just relax your mind. Let the empaths work inside of you to a greater degree. Just feel what your higher self is showing to you. And messages, again, it's just like an engine that's trying to start. Probably over the next few months, it's just going to be a lot of start and stop. But then when they start flowing, they're going to flow a lot.
Oh, God, that's it.
You're going to be receiving on a different level at that point. Let the globe go, she says. Relax around the globe.
Okay.
You know, embrace it. Let it go.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let it go. That's a good one. I like to let go. I should actually working more on letting go. And then I will follow your advice. Thank you so much, Chris. There you go.
You're welcome.
What else? Do you have a phone number that we you want to share with our listeners to for them to get a hold of you, or would you rather have them giving you a little email or getting on your website?
Yes, to all the above. My phone number is 434-384-8797. And my other number is 434-509-7526.
Great.
My email is gspeaks, G as in girl, gspeaks, that at AOL.com. That's for grandmother, short for grandmother speaks. Again, she's been the guide that she's worked with me for about 18 years now. And just always been my favorite guide.
Oh, so why do you call her grandmother? Is it her name?
Well, she when I first met her, she's a very, very old Native American woman, petite Native American woman, and because of her advanced age, she's very wrinkled. I just called her grandmother. Whether I knew her from a past life or not, I don't know.
Okay.
But that's just what I automatically called her.
All right, so that's very interesting. And so you do seminars and lectures and speaking. Where can we find you if you do so?
Well, I'm just actually, I was traveling around quite often doing the Body, Mind, Spirit shows where I would do readings and lectures. But I'm closing that down now. I'll be in Nashville this weekend doing my last show. And
okay.
I'm going. My guides told me not to do them anymore.
All right.
No, so I have to listen. And
exactly.
Yeah.
And
so this is my last show.
Oh, wow.
So that means something new will be opening.
Exactly, exactly. And maybe there's going to be more people getting to you, and I mean you're going to be your ears are going to be working with the phone probably after that show, and. There's another thing that you're doing is the astrology charts.
Well, I studied astrology years ago, and it's a great love, but I never became a full astrologer because I'm a psychic, and I'm meant to do these psychic readings. But astrology is another tool, and I think any tool that we can utilize to help us understand ourselves, to help us expand our own consciousness is... You know, they're invaluable tools. And so the charts that I do off of my website, that's chartsbychris.com. I hadn't listed that one. Those are actually computer-generated, but they're wonderful charts.
I'm sure.
They're very accurate. They're wonderful. And it's, you know, things like your spiritual path or your how you relate to others, whether friend or lover.
Yeah.
And your natal chart, which explains your personality. And so,
and what a gift to have it double with your psychic gift, because here you got the shot, but then you know you can definitely amplify and expand the chart with your gift.
Well, I don't. It's like I said, the ones I do are just computer generated.
Okay.
I strictly do. None of my readings involve astrological information.
I see. Okay.
It's just, you know, I go into the reading space to speak to the guides.
Okay.
And so I'm not utilizing charts at all in my readings. Okay.
And, you know, sometimes people get that confused because there's a lot of astrologers who do that.
That's true.
Yeah, but I don't.
Okay. Well, that makes it clear.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Chris. It was really, again, a little icing on the cake to have you tonight and sharing your knowledge, your great divine insights, and sharing it with our listeners and you know, giving us all those great information. And everyone, anyone who is, you know, on the path and has some questions, wondering what should I do, where, when, who, why, then Chris is there to help you out. And again, defining your greatest gift and make it make yourself unique and really express this uniqueness that you are. And for that, we can only thank you enough, Chris.
Well, I thank you so much for having me on the show.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was really very fun. And again, 1 hour just passed and flew by, and we haven't seen anything. So we're going to have to do it again, Chris.
Well, thank you, Aline.
Okay. You have a great evening, Chris. Thank you, listeners.
Thank you.
And we'll see each other next week, 7 p.m. Pacific time on Conscious Fitness Divine Body. Have a great evening. Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Can I fly away back to yesterday, somewhere in